This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. It's January 26th, and on this day in 1913, Jim Thorpe was stripped of his Olympic medals. It was a wrong that would not be corrected for more than a century. Thorpe was a tremendous athlete who excelled at every sport he tried. He was Native American and belonged to the Sac and Fox Nations of what is now Oklahoma. He started to make a name for himself, though, when he was at the Carlisle Indian School in Pennsylvania when he was 16. Assimilation was the name of the game at Carlisle, following the edict to kill the Indian, save the man. He was introduced to football and baseball while a student there. In 1912, he was a member of the U.S. Olympic team that competed in Stockholm, Sweden. He won both the pentathlon and the decathlon during those games. The pentathlon consisted of five events, all scheduled for the same day. He won four of the five and won the gold medal. In the decathlon, he was equally as dominant, scoring 8,413 points and besting second-place finisher Hugo Wieslander of Sweden by nearly 700 points. His time in the 1,500-meter run to close out the decathlon events was 4 minutes 40 seconds, a time that would not be bettered by a decathlete in the Olympics for another 60 years. Thorpe won his second gold medal of the Games, and when the Olympic team arrived home, they were celebrated and given a ticker tape parade in New York, with Thorpe receiving the loudest cheers. A little more than 6 months later, though, the U.S. Olympic Committee discovered that Thorpe had been paid $25 a week to play baseball in North Carolina in the summer of 1910 and 1911, violating its strict and draconian rules on amateurism. Despite the discovery being past the 60-day window to file an opposition, punishment was swift and severe, and on this day in 1913, Thorpe was stripped of his two Olympic gold medals. Wieslander was awarded the gold in the decathlon, and Norway's Ferdinand Bia was awarded the gold in the pentathlon, though Bia refused to accept it, feeling that Thorpe had won fairly. Thorpe never fought the decision, despite a severe blow to his reputation that he would never truly recover from in the eyes of the public. He once told his daughter Grace, though, "I want 'em, and I know I want 'em." In 1982, there was a thawing of sorts as the International Olympic Committee awarded duplicate gold medals to Thorpe's surviving family members, but still listed Wieslander and Bia as co-champions in their respective events. It took another 40 years for the IOC to finally right the wrong. After consulting with the families of Wieslander and Bia, who both families agreed that Thorpe was the true winner of the events and that both men had believed it until they passed away, the IOC changed the official result of the 1912 Olympic decathlon and pentathlon to reflect Jim Thorpe as the sole winner of the events 110 years later. Also on this day, in 1993, Cheryl Miller scored 105 points in a girls' high school basketball game as her Riverside Polytechnic team demolished Riverside Norte Vista 179-15. Now, there is a funny story that Cheryl and her brother Reggie tell of that night. Reggie had scored 40 in his high school game and was bragging about it to his sister and dad. until he was humbled by Cheryl's triple-digit night. And this retelling really doesn't do it justice. You should check out the video. I've put a link in the show notes. And in 2020, the world was shocked to learn about the death of Kobe Bryant, who was killed when the helicopter carrying him, his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and seven others crashed in Calabasas, California. The crash was attributed to low cloud cover and pilot disorientation. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, sports history fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.